Good morning. Good morning and a warm welcome in Christ to all worshipers gathered here. Where did they get the nerve? Just a few years before the Assyrian army destroyed and carted away Israel, what was left of it in their city of Samaria, and not too long before the Babylonians conquered and deported Judah, when the people of the God of Abraham were just a pitiful remnant surrounded by and threatened by large, hostile, idolatrous empires, brutal and militaristic, and when that remnant itself was so often guilty of idolatry and injustice, yet the prophet Micah foresaw the very thing that we will confess in the call to worship in just a few moments. Something that has come to pass even with the starting of Zion Mennonite Church, and all the more so today when we have a visitor from one of those nations with an idolatrous past like our own. 7 hours ago, a church in one of these nations in the city of, or the town of Samogwiri in Burkina Faso, there the first Christians in that tribe gathered and worshiped the same God of Israel, although without their pastor and Bible translator, without the person who is the executive secretary of the Mennonite churches of Burkina Faso, because he's with us this morning, our guest speaker, Fabe Traore. Our presence here, and his as well, is a fulfillment of the promise from Micah 4 and other very gutsy, counterintuitive prophecies we read in the Bible. Prophecies and promises whose fulfillment we celebrated last week, some of us, at Mennonite World Conference, and again today in a foreshadowing of that worship to come in John's Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, with the people of every tribe, tongue, and nation gathered in joy and adoration around the throne of the Lamb. May our worship today be a foretaste of that very experience. So let's take a moment now to greet each other. And I'm going to coach you in something you can say to each other, because we're going to say it to our guest when he preaches. I forgot to have the sound folks project this, so I'll do my best here. Just say, oh. Well, I guess looking, well, you know, it makes sense to me, but I'll play it here. All right. I guess you're all reading backwards, right? Okay. All right, let's say it after me. Idanse. Again? Idanse. That's Jula for welcome, the trade language that our guest speaks. So when you greet each other, say Idanse, and then whatever else you want to say. I'm glad you're here. Peace be with you. Let's take a moment to do that. And if you have an announcement, please come forward for that, too. Do any of you have announcements? Please come forward if you do. Any with announcements? Yes.
I have two announcements. First, for the month of August, the sign-up sheet for Dinners for Eight is back on the back bulletin board again. So if you want to do Dinners for Eight for September, October, November, sign up, and then at the end of August, we'll get in groups again and do it for the next 3 months for Dinners for Eight. The other announcement I have is we, for primary Sunday school, are very thankful for the teachers that we've had. A couple of them would like to have a break of a year or two. So if you haven't taught for a long time or have interest in teaching again, let us know. We need one teacher or two teachers to co-share a grade 3 to 5 class. So let me know if you have interest in that age.
I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know how August got here so fast this summer, but I just want to remind you that school supplies are on sale, and we make, anywhere from 300 to 500 school kit bags every year, and it's your job to buy supplies to fill those now. So as you see things on sale, for instance, the spiral notebooks for 10 cents a piece. Don't just buy 5 of them, buy a whole box of them and bring them to church and put them back in the foyer, and we'll send those on to MCC. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm just doing an announcement for Bethany Chepp. She had shared a couple Sundays ago about her travels to Jordan, Palestine, Israel, Turkey, Greece, and Italy. We're going to offer another time for her to share, which will be next Sunday morning at 9:45. So if you come for breakfast at 9:30, do so, and then come into the sanctuary where she will be sharing her presentation again. Thank you.
Please join me in the call to worship as it will be projected. I'll cue you in to when your unison part is to join me. And again, these are the words that I alluded to a moment ago. In the days to come, the mountains of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. People shall stream to it, and many nations shall come and say, "Come. Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall arbitrate between strong nations far away. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall all sit under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken."
Would you please join me this morning for our pastoral prayer? Lord, it is with gratitude that we come to you this morning. We thank you for the many gifts of life and daily blessings that you give us. Beautiful sunsets, your nature blooming before our eyes, the joy of seeing a smile on a loved one's face, the warmth of the sun on our backs, the hug of a friend. You give us the joy of children to love. Thank you for the many ways that you gave us last week to share your love with children. Thank you for stories, laughter, teaching, and sharing. Lord, thank you for the hospitality of many here at Zion in welcoming our children and the children from our community. We ask that your spirit would be at work in the lives of our children, that you would be planting seeds of faith in their hearts, that they can come to know you and love you and have a deep desire to follow you. We thank you for your presence when we come to you in the dark nights of our souls, when our companion is not faith, but fear, when our companion is not certainty, but doubt. When we are anxious with questions, God, help us to be still. Remind us of all that we have, which assures us of your love for us. And in the midst of darkness, let us be reminded that you enter into our pain, that our prayers of fear and doubt are actually prayers of deepest faith, for they assume your presence even when we feel it not. Lord, when we tend to be discouraged, when something doesn't go our way, when we hold on to resentments which prevent us from moving forward in love, when we linger over words we have spoken in haste, and soon our hearts are full of resentment instead of gratitude, despair instead of joy, we come to you. We come to believe in your faithfulness. In fact, we have everything we need because of you. Help us to remember this with gratitude. Thank you for your goodness in our lives, your loving care, your protection, and for all this we say, Amen.
Turn with me in the blue hymnal to number 1. And stand as long as you want to with me.
What in this place?
Oh,
song number 651, I Owe the Lord a Morning Song. Finally, number 311, The Church is One Foundation.
Thank you.
You may be seated.
Will the ushers come forward to stand before me with the baskets before we receive the offering? There will, in effect, be two prayers over this offering. One will be the one that I shall pray shortly, and the other one will be the one that you hear over the sound system from the church in Samogoriri, Fabe's very church. If it sounds different, it is, for us at least, not for them. The words, the translation will be projected on the screen. But let's pray now to consecrate the gifts and the givers. Lord, this church has a budget where we've determined where the money goes. But you, Lord, are in disposition of the seeds that are sown in many people's hearts from the ministries that this offering supports. And you, O Spirit of God, are in charge of the fruit that is born from that. We pray, O God, that you will do above and beyond anything we might think or imagine from the giving of these gifts. May they be tokens of all ourselves offered to you, as you have offered us everything in Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Now, any children who are with us today who might have gone to our vacation Bible school, you might have gotten a chance to hear wonderful children's folk tales from Fabe during vacation Bible school. Here's your chance to do so again. So will the children come forward, and the rest of us may also listen with our inner child as well. Please come forward. Fabe. Do we have any volunteers who would like to be children?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Do we listen here?
Chers enfants, êtes-vous là?
Dear children. Yes.
Très heureux de vous raconter une histoire encore.
I'm very happy to bring you a story again.
Il s'agit de l'histoire de Moussa et son papa.
It has to do with Moussa and his father.
Moussa était un enfant très paresseux.
Moussa was a very lazy child.
Il n'aimait pas du tout travailler.
He didn't at all like to work.
Son papa non plus n'aimait pas travailler.
Son papa
non plus n'aimait pas travailler.
Oh, his father didn't really like to work either.
Alors, chaque fois qu'ils le partaient ensemble en brousse au champ,
every time they went together into the fields,
lorsqu'ils arrivent,
as soon as they get there,
le papa dit à Moussa,
father says to Moussa,
laisse-moi aller en brousse.
Let me go on into the bush here.
Puște și te termine pur mai puțin.
I'm going to go look for the termites from the termite mounds to feed to the chickens.
Alors lorsqu'il va,
and as soon as he goes,
il va durer là-bas en bush.
He spends a lot of time there.
Il vient pas vite.
He doesn't come back very quickly.
Et quand il vient, il vient trouver que Moussa aussi n'a pas bien travaillé.
He comes back and he sees that Moussa hasn't done much work.
Il demande, mais Moussa, depuis que je suis parti, c'est tout ce que tu as fait?
He says, Moussa, ever since I left, is that all you've done?
Moussa invente une histoire comme quoi c'est ça qui l'a empêché de travailler.
But Moussa would invent these tales to tell what happened that he couldn't work.
Alors, il reste comme ça, toute la journée, il ne travaille pas bien, il retourne à la maison.
And so it was always like that. Throughout the day, he didn't work very much at all. And then they went home.
Alors, un jour, ils sont allés.
One day they went.
Et ce jour, le papa a duré plus.
And this day, father stuck around much longer.
Plus que prévu.
More than expected.
Et quand il est revenu,
and when he came back,
Moussa lui demande, mais papa, tu as trop duré aujourd'hui.
He said, father, you stayed out longer in the bush than I thought.
Et papa dit, vraiment, il y a beaucoup de choses extraordinaires dans ce monde.
And father said, you know, there are all sorts of really extraordinary things.
Quand j'étais en Russie, j'ai trouvé un arbre, un très grand arbre, un arbre géant.
And while I was in the bush, I came across this huge, huge, giant tree.
Une des branches va jusqu'à un autre pays, une autre branche jusqu'à un autre pays.
And one branch was so big, it went off into another country, and then the other branch on the other side extended over into another whole country.
J'ai regardé cet arbre jusqu'à le temps a passé. J'ai regardé ce arbre-là.
Okay, so I would just spent all the day looking at that tree.
Et j'ai perdu beaucoup de temps.
And I lost a lot of time that way.
Alors, il dit, mais toi, Moussa, non plus, tu n'as pas bien travaillé.
But you, Moussa, you didn't work very much.
Alors, donc, ils ont continué.
And so they continued.
Alors, jusqu'à la fin de la journée.
Until the end of the day.
Une fois encore, quand ils étaient en brousse,
another day when they were out in the bush,
avant que le papa ne demande la permission pour aller chercher ses termites,
before the father asked permission to go off and look for the termites,
Moussa l'a devancé en disant, papa, vraiment, j'aimerais aller me soulager. J'aimerais aller me soulager en brousse avant que j'aille chercher tes termites.
Okay, father, I wish you'd sort of stay here and take care of me before you go looking for termites in the bush.
Moussa est parti.
But so Moussa went off into the bush.
Il a aussi mis du temps. Il a dû
and he spent a lot of time out there in the bush.
Avant qu'il ne vienne, le soleil était déjà au zénith.
And before he came back, the sun was already heading downwards.
Le papa était très en colère contre lui.
Father was really, really mad at him.
Il dit, mais tu sais que nous sommes là pour travailler, toi tu vas mettre tout ce temps là-bas.
And father was really mad, saying, you know, we came out here to work and you spent all that time doing that.
Il dit, papa, faut pas m'en vouloir.
But father, you mustn't be too hard on me.
Il y a trop de choses extraordinaires maintenant dans le monde.
There are just too many extraordinary things in this world.
En Brousse aujourd'hui, j'ai vu un oiseau.
Today in the bush I saw a bird.
Un oiseau aussi long, aussi géant.
A bird so long and so huge.
Si bien que en passant, quand l'oiseau passait,
and when the bird went by,
je n'ai pas pu voir sa limite.
I didn't see from one end of it to the other.
Le papa est resté bouche bée, dit, mais où est-ce que cet oiseau va se poser?
And the father said, well, where is this bird going to build a nest or stop and rest?
Moussa dit, mais tiens, là où tu m'as parlé, c'est là-bas qu'il va se poser.
He said, but dad, what you told me about the tree the other day, well, that's where he's going to rest.
Le papa a tout de suite compris que Moussa avait rendu la monnaie de sa pièce.
That's when the father understood that Moussa was giving him as good as he gave.
Alors, le soir est venu.
And that evening came.
Le papa appelle Moussa.
Father called Moussa.
Il lui dit, tiens.
He said, well,
ce comportement n'est pas profitable à nous.
This kind of behavior just doesn't work.
À partir de maintenant, cessons d'être paresseux. Travaillons correctement.
Up until this point, we have both been really lazy. Now let's really get down to work.
C'est en cela que nous pourrons réussir.
C'est comment?
C'est en cela que nous pourrons réussir.
And so that's how we find ourselves now.
Et à partir de ce temps, ils ont commencé à bien travailler.
And ever since that time, they've really put themselves to their work.
Et c'était très bien pour eux.
And it worked out very well for them.
Alors, quelle leçon pouvons-nous tirer de cette histoire?
So what are the lessons that we get from a story like this?
D'abord aux parents.
First of all, to the parents.
Il faut être modèle.
We must be models.
Ce qui est bien, il faut apprendre cela aux enfants.
So that our children learn good things from us.
Dans le temps du papa de Moussa, nous avons vu que sa paresse, ce mensonge entraînait aussi Moussa dans la paresse et le mensonge.
Okay, so the laziness and the lying of Moussa's father brought Moussa into laziness and lying too.
Alors, si nous regardons dans la Bible, l'épître de Paul aux Éphésiens,
so if we look at Ephesians, the letter of Paul to the Ephesians,
chapitre
in the Bible,
6, verset 1 à 4,
from chapter 6, verse 1 to 4,
Paul montre les devoirs de chacun dans ce passage.
Everybody can see themselves in this passage.
Et les droits de chacun dans ce passage.
And also the rights of everyone.
Les enfants doivent honorer leurs parents.
Children should honor their fathers.
Ils doivent les respecter.
They should respect
Mais
their
les
parents.
Les parents aussi ne doivent pas irriter les enfants.
And also parents should not irritate their children.
Et Paul a aussi dit à Timothée.
And there's also Timothy.
Sois modèle.
Be a model.
En parole.
In your word.
En acte.
In your actions.
En tout.
In everything.
Alors, nous voyons que si nous devons être modèles.
If we would want to be models.
Alors, les enfants aussi doivent respecter les parents.
Children should also honor their parents.
Donc, chacun a une part à respecter.
So everyone has their own respective parties.
Voici ce que nous pouvons retenir de cette histoire.
That's what we take from the story. Dear children. Merci. Est-ce que tu veux prier pour les enfants?
D'accord.
So he's going to say a prayer for you.
Père de grâce et de bonté, nous venons à toi pour une fois encore te rendre grâce, te dire infiniment merci pour cette opportunité que tu nous donnes ce matin, Seigneur, d'entrer dans ta sainte maison, et aussi particulièrement avec ces enfants, Seigneur, qui viennent d'écouter cette histoire. Nous te prions, Père, de bien vouloir leur accorder ta grâce, de bien vouloir leur accorder, Seigneur, tes bénédictions, Seigneur, de baisser ton regard favorable sur eux, et Seigneur, de les conduire chaque jour de leur vie. Merci, Papa, pour les parents aussi, Seigneur, qui les aident à grandir dans ta crainte. Accorde-leur, Seigneur, tes bénédictions également. Merci pour tout, et que toute ta gloire nous te revienne à toi et toi seul. Au nom de Jésus, notre Seigneur et Sauveur, que nous avons prié pour les enfants. Amen.
Amen. And he just prayed for you that you continue to grow in health and strength before the Lord, and that also your parents would grow and continue to be good examples for you too. Thank you. You may go back where you came. Merci. You are also about to hear a Bible passage in two languages. First of all, the English, the passage from which Fabe will speak. And then you will hear it and see it in his translation, as he has worked on that translation. If you can't read that text, well, I can't either. But I'll just briefly, I'll say why this is so satisfying for me. Because when Becky and I were there about nearly 30 years ago in Burkina Faso, and we were in a meeting with other missionaries, most of them missionary linguists. We were talking about something like 8 different tribal ethnic groups in this little piece of Burkina Faso, about the size of all Chicagoland, Chicago and its suburbs. How will we ever get and support the missionaries, the linguists, and the evangelists in this area to do the kind of work that needs doing? And out of our discussions, one of the things that we realized, I think, by the grace of God, by the movement of God's Spirit, is that we don't have to do it all. That there are people here already gifted, and as they become Christians, if they've had the education for doing so, then they take the lead. And so what we see here today is an evolution that has happened over the last 30 years in the relationship between the Burkinabe Mennonite churches and the U.S. churches. First of all, there were the missionaries. And they created an organization, the mission and the church together. And then when Becky and I were there, it was time to split the mission from the church to create an autonomous church. Then became a church that was an equal partner with the mission and Mennonites from Europe and France. And now in Burkina Faso, if there are missionaries in Burkina Faso, it is because the autonomous church, the Mennonite church of Burkina Faso, invites them for specific tasks and responsibilities. They are now an autonomous church in charge of their own mission, and we, their foreign friends, are their servants and partners, and that is how it should be. I call Hallie up first to read the passage in English, and then Fabi, come forward.
Good morning first. So I will be reading from John 20, 19 through 21. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and sighed. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
Tout d'abord, la lecture de la parole.
We have the jungle, please.
Oui. Tu veux le lire?
Ok.
D'accord.
Comme ça.
D'accord.
Oui, tu peux. Awa, je crois que c'est un peu de temps. Quand on a dit que c'est Ina to gwa dire sa beso ne ma. Jesu e mod ne don shambe kama. Don Jesu na barma boy fi. Atima e dina chao. Nga e here faire. To de ma sho Jesu re. E sire ko e gaka kwadira. Jesu jama ka ne re. To e tama dire fo e bigre. Awa Jesu dina e shonji. Nga e here faire. Mfa ngabla mkanon di suru. Nous avons quatre sœurs. Shalom. Je suis dans l'immense joie d'être avec vous aujourd'hui.
I have a great joy being with you today
et partager ce moment.
And to share this moment.
Et tout d'abord, je vous apporte les salutations de l'église au Burkina.
And first of all, I bring to you the greetings from the Mennonite Church of Burkina Faso.
Passant venant, ils m'ont bien dit de venir saluer les chers frères et sœurs d'ici.
And when I was leaving, they asked me to greet the dear brothers and sisters here.
Je voudrais aussi vous dire merci.
I would also like to tell you thank you.
Pour cette visite qui est une opportunité pour le Burkina.
For this visit, which is also an opportunity for Burkina Faso.
De vous connaître ici.
To get to know you.
Et partager certaines choses ensemble.
And to share things, certain things together.
C'est également un honneur pour l'église au Burkina.
That's very much also an honor for the Burkinabé Mennonite Church.
Merci pour cela.
Thank you very much for that.
Alors, chers frères et sœurs.
Dear brothers and sisters,
je voudrais que nous rendions hommage à la mission.
I wish that we would give sort of honor to the mission.
Ceux qui ont donc écouté mon témoignage.
And to those who have listened to my testimony.
Ils ont bien compris que je suis un fruit de la mission.
They have understood that I am a fruit of the mission work.
Peut-être sans la mission, je n'allais pas peut-être vous connaître ici.
Without the mission work, I wouldn't have had any chance to get to meet you here.
Parce que c'est la mission qui a commencé la traduction chez nous.
Because it is the mission work that has begun the translation work in our place.
Et grâce à la mission, j'ai aussi été traducteur de la Bible.
And thanks to the Mennonite mission, I've been able to be a Bible translator.
Et grâce à la traduction, j'ai connu Dieu.
And through the Bible translation, I came to know God.
Et voilà que grâce à la mission, je suis serviteur de Dieu aujourd'hui.
And thanks to the mission, I am a servant of God today.
Voilà pourquoi nous voulons vraiment, nous devons rendre hommage à la mission aujourd'hui.
And for that reason, we should give honor and thanks to the Mennonite mission today.
Et le thème que je voudrais partager avec vous ce matin.
And the theme that I wish to speak with you, the subject today.
C'est le Dieu missionnaire.
That's the missionary God.
Et quand on parle de Dieu missionnaire.
And when we speak of the missionary God.
Il y a la dimension vétérotestamentaire alors de la mission de Dieu.
There are elements in both testaments of the Bible concerning the missionary God.
Et la dimension néo-testamentaire.
There is the
la dimension néo-testamentaire.
So it comes right. It's a theme that's common to both testaments, old and new, of the Bible.
En commençant donc par la dimension vétérotestamentaire.
And so when we speak of this sort of intertestament, both testaments dimension of the missionary God,
nous sommes sans ignorer que tout a commencé dans le jardin d'Eden.
It really takes us right back to what began in the Garden of Eden.
Où la relation de l'homme avec Dieu a été brouillée.
Where the relationship between God and humanity has been broken.
Brouillée par qui? Par le diable, bien sûr.
Broken by the devil, of course.
Et depuis ce jour, nous voyons que Dieu est à la recherche de l'homme.
And ever since that day, we see that God is seeking people.
Parce que quand l'homme a désobéi,
because when the first person disobeyed,
et lorsqu'il a entendu que Dieu venait dans le jardin,
and when he heard that God had come into the garden,
il est allé se cacher.
He went to hide himself.
Et lorsque Dieu est arrivé,
and as soon as God arrived in
the
garden, il
lui a demandé, où es-tu?
He asked, where are you?
Où es-tu?
Where are you?
Dans Genèse 3, 9, nous voyons cela.
And that's what we see in Genesis 3.
Et nous voyons que depuis ce temps,
and we see that ever since then,
Dieu est en train de chercher l'homme.
God is still seeking man.
Alors, si nous continuons,
and if we continue on,
depuis ce temps également,
ever since that time equally,
Dieu a promis,
God has promised,
qu'un descendant de la femme détruirait un jour le diable.
That one of the descendants of the woman would vanquish the devil.
Et cela, nous qualifions de cela de proto-évangile.
And that is sort of the proto-gospel, the pre-gospel, the gospel before the gospel.
Alors, à partir de cette promesse,
and ever since that promise,
nous voyons que Dieu est en mouvement.
We see that God is working in the world.
Depuis ce temps.
Ever since that time.
Alors, nous voyons que Dieu avait recommandé aux hommes,
we see that God had told people,
recommended, de se reproduire et remplir la terre.
That they should multiply and fill the earth.
Nous voyons qu'une première reproduction,
une quoi?
Une première reproduction.
Okay, and one of the first reproductions of people.
Où les hommes sont devenus nombreux.
Where people became numerous.
Alors ils étaient poussés aussi au mal, juste à un certain point.
Right, or even then they were moving towards evil.
Juste au temps de Noé.
Juste au temps
de Noé.
Right up to the time of Noah.
Et Dieu a trouvé bon de détruire la terre et tous ses habitants.
And God had to sort of wipe the earth clean.
Il ne restait que Noé et sa famille.
And there was only Noah and his family left.
Et une fois encore, cette famille s'est multipliée.
Cette famille a quoi?
S'est multipliée.
Oh, okay, and then that family multiplied and spread too.
Qui nous a conduit à l'histoire de Babel.
That's what brought us to the quoi?
Avec cette multiplication,
uh-huh.
Alors les hommes ont voulu donc se réunir en un endroit.
Okay, and then people again began to gather in one place.
Pour s'opposer d'une certaine façon à cette ordre de Dieu qui dit de se multiplier et remplir toute la terre.
They did that in resistance against God's command to multiply and fill the earth.
Et nous voyons que Dieu s'est opposé à leur plan.
And God opposed their plan.
Ce qui a fait que, alors, il a mélangé leurs langues.
And so God mixed up their languages.
Et ils étaient contraints de se multiplier et remplir toute la terre et se disperser partout sur la terre.
And that scattered them. They were constrained to spread and fill the earth.
Alors, nous voyons que Dieu s'est choisi une personne de cette famille.
We see that God chose a person from this family.
En la personne d'Abraham.
And that was Abraham.
À qui il a promis de bénir toutes les familles de la terre.
Through whom he promised to bless all the families of the earth.
Nous voyons Dieu toujours en mouvement.
And there we see again God moving in the world.
Et nous voyons que les descendants d'Abraham alors sont allés en Égypte grâce à Joseph.
And we see that the descendants of Abraham went into Egypt with Joseph.
Et Dieu avait parlé de tout cela.
And God had spoken of all
that. Et il leur avait promis une terre.
And he promised them a land.
Qui était le pays de Canaan.
Which was the land of Canaan.
Alors jusqu'à Moïse,
and all the way up to Moses,
Dieu a conduit les choses.
God was conducting things.
Et grâce à Moïse, il les a fait sortir alors du pays d'Égypte pour les conduire dans le pays promis.
And through Moses, God brought them out of Egypt to bring them to Canaan.
Mais dans le désert déjà, alors à cause de leur multiple désobéissance.
And but even in the desert, because of their constant resistance,
le peuple rebelle à Dieu.
This people rebelled against
Beaucoup
God.
Sont restés, bien sûr, dans le désert.
Many stayed in the desert.
Et certains sont rentrés avec Josué et Caleb.
And a few are entered with Joshua into Canaan.
Nous voyons que Dieu était toujours avec son peuple.
We still see by that God is always with his people.
Toujours menant en fait les choses à leur accomplissement.
Always working so that things lead towards the accomplishment of his purposes.
Et nous voyons que c'est Jésus qui a été l'accomplissement, n'est-ce pas, alors de cette promesse.
And we see in Jesus the fulfillment of all these promises.
Et ici, nous pouvons comprendre que, alors déjà, le texte que nous avons lu,
We see that already in the text that we just heard,
dans le livre de Jean,
in the Gospel of John.
Alors, quand Jésus parle de certaines choses,
when Jesus speaks of certain things,
le fait d'envoyer,
the fact of sending us out,
il dit que le Père l'a envoyé, tout comme le Père l'a envoyé,
he says that just as the Father has sent me,
lui aussi il envoie les disciples.
He is sending his disciples.
Nous voyons que presque tous les évangiles parlent de cela.
And then we see the gospel speaking of that.
Si nous prenons Matthieu 28, 19,
if we look at, for example, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, the Great Commission,
alors, il est question de cette mission.
It's also about this very mission.
Marc en parle également.
Matthew speaks of it too.
Et les Actes également.
Also, Acts, the Acts of the Apostles speaks of it.
Alors, Acte 1, verset 8.
Acts 1, verse 8.
Où Jésus demande à ses disciples d'être ses témoins.
Where Jesus tells his disciples to be his witnesses.
À partir de Jérusalem,
from beginning with Jerusalem,
la Judée,
to Judah,
la Samarie,
to Samaria,
et toutes les extrémités du monde.
And all the extremities of the world.
Nous voyons déjà que la dimension néo-testamentaire, en fait, de la mission commence ici.
And we see that the mission of the whole Bible begins and works through here.
Alors, chers frères et sœurs, nous voyons que Jésus a dit ces paroles juste après sa résurrection.
Now, brothers and sisters, we see that Jesus gave these words right after his resurrection.
Et avant sa résurrection,
and before his resurrection,
nous voyons également qu'il avait envoyé ses disciples en mission déjà.
We see that previous to that, he had sent his disciples in mission.
Nous lisons Matthieu 10.
That's what we read in Matthew chapter 10.
Et dans cette mission,
and in this mission,
il leur avait parlé des difficultés.
He spoke with them about the difficulties
they faced. Mais il avait dit ouvertement qu'il les envoie vers les brebis perdues d'Israël.
He said then that I'm sending you to the people of Israel.
Et ça, c'était avant, c'était pendant son ministère terrestre.
That was during his earthly ministry.
Alors, maintenant, après sa résurrection,
but now, after his resurrection,
voici encore qu'il revient sur la mission.
He comes back to this theme of mission.
Et cette mission,
and this mission,
nous dirons que, alors, était en quelque sorte dirigée vers toutes les nations.
Leading towards all the nations of the earth.
Quand il dit dans Matthieu,
when he says in Matthew,
qu'il les envoie,
that he sends them out,
pour faire de disciples,
to make of them the disciples,
nous voyons un peu une démarche en entonnoir.
Une démarche en quoi?
En entonnoir. Entonnoir. Entonnoir.
Ah, une autre parole, s'il te plaît. That's one I don't catch. Sorry.
L'entonnoir, c'est quelque chose qu'on utilisait pour mettre le pétrole dans les lampes.
Okay. It's like a funnel, okay? It's like a funnel that concentrates things. Merci.
Okay. D'accord. Donc, une démarche en entonnoir où les disciples avaient été envoyés vers les brebis perdues d'Israël et maintenant la mission s'ouvre à toutes les nations.
Okay, so yeah, this, like initially they were concentrated, funneled into Israel, but now sent out everywhere.
Et nous, cela nous fait penser déjà à cette promesse que Dieu avait faite à Abraham dans le chapitre 12 de la Genèse.
And that brings us back to the promise that God had given to Abraham in Genesis 12.
Et nous voyons que Jésus, en fait, définit le contenu de cette mission.
And we see that Jesus continues this mission
dans Luc 4.
In Luke chapter 4.
Verset 18 à 19.
And he speaks of it there in verses 18 and 19.
Dont je vous ai parlé.
That he had spoken about during
Sunday
school. Et
ce texte également se trouve dans l'Ancien Testament, dans Ésaïe.
And that mission that he spoke of in Luke 4 actually has its roots in the Old Testament, the prophecy of Isaiah.
Il s'agissait de sa première intervention dans la synagogue de Nazareth.
And that was his first time teaching in the synagogue of Nazareth, his hometown.
Et donc dans Ésaïe 61, 1 à 2, nous trouvons ce texte-là.
And in Isaiah, quel chapitre?
61, verset 1.
Okay, 61, we hear these words.
Et comme contenu de cette mission,
And about this mission.
Jésus dit que l'Esprit du Seigneur est sur lui.
He says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him.
Et il est envoyé pour annoncer la bonne nouvelle aux pauvres.
And he has come to announce the good news to the poor.
Guérir ceux qui ont le cœur brisé.
And healing to those with a broken heart.
Proclamer aux prisonniers la délivrance.
And to proclaim to prisoners their liberation.
Le recouvrement de la vie vu aux aveugles.
Sight again to the blind he gives.
Renvoyer libre les opprimés.
Renvoyer quoi?
Renvoyer libre les opprimés.
Oh, okay, and to set free those who are oppressed.
Proclamer une année de grâce du Seigneur.
And to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
Alors nous voyons une dimension holistique de la mission ici.
And there we see a holistic sense of God's mission in the world.
De l'évangile.
From the gospel.
Et ce texte est actuel. Ce texte nous parle encore aujourd'hui.
Yeah, and this text is currently.
Je te l'ai dit dans un certain contexte, mais dans notre contexte, c'est un texte qui nous parle aussi aujourd'hui.
And even though Jesus was working in one situation, it speaks to ours as well.
Annoncer la bonne nouvelle aux pauvres, c'est quelque chose de très important.
To speak the good news to the poor, something that's something very important.
Il y a plusieurs sortes de pauvres dans ce monde.
Because there are all sorts of poverty in this world.
Les pauvres spirituels.
There is a spiritual poverty.
Et d'autres pauvres, bien sûr.
And other kinds of the poor, of course.
La pauvreté peut se définir de diverses façons.
There are many, many kinds of poverty in the world.
Et Jésus est venu pour annoncer vraiment la bonne nouvelle aux pauvres.
Jesus has come to announce the good news to the poor.
Pour dire comment ils peuvent être riches spirituellement.
So how they can be rich spiritually.
Et ainsi de suite.
And in other ways too.
Proclamer également ou guérir ceux qui ont le cœur brisé. Beaucoup ont le cœur brisé dans ce monde.
And also to heal the sick. And again, there are many kinds of sickness in this world.
Qu'est-ce qui conduit souvent les gens au suicide?
What brings people to worries so often? What excites fears, anxieties in us?
Quand ils ont le cœur brisé sur un certain point, souvent les gens n'ont aucune espérance encore. Ils préfèrent se suicider que de.
Okay. Or even what brings people to suicide when their hearts are just so broken that they have no hope left in this world.
Il y a plusieurs sortes de personnes dans ce sens.
There are many, many people in this. In this kind of difficulty.
Vous n'avez pas peut-être appris cette histoire, mais il y a une femme qui est allée se jeter dans notre puits à l'église à l'époque.
One time at his church, there was a woman who came to throw herself down into the well, that well that's in their very own churchyard.
Parce qu'elle était dégoûtée de la vie.
Because she was just sick of life.
Voici quelque chose de très important.
See, something very, very important.
Et quand tu parles de proclamer alors aux prisonniers la délivrance, beaucoup de gens sont prisonniers aujourd'hui.
And when you speak of proclaiming liberation to the prisoners, there are many kinds of imprisonments today too.
Prisonniers de diverses façons.
Prisoners of many different types.
Prisonniers de la drogue.
Prisoners of drugs.
Prisonniers de l'homosexualité.
Prisoners of homosexuality.
Prisonniers de beaucoup de maux de cette société.
Prisoners of many different kinds of ways in the
Ils
world.
Ils ont besoin de délivrance.
They need deliverance.
N'est-ce pas, les opprimés. Renvoyez libre les opprimés.
So set free those who are oppressed.
Beaucoup sont opprimés à cause de l'injustice dans ce monde.
There are many who are oppressed in injustice in this world.
Il y a beaucoup de choses en fait qui oppriment vraiment les gens.
There are many things that oppress people.
Tout cela, Jésus est venu pour alors les libérer.
For all that, Jesus has come to liberate them.
Et proclamer une année de grâce. Nous sommes sauvés par grâce.
To proclaim the year of grace, for we are saved by grace.
Que le salut c'est par grâce.
The salvation is simply by the grace of God.
Voici le contenu de la mission de Jésus.
This is what the mission of Jesus is about.
Et quand Jésus dit qu'il a été envoyé par le Père et qu'il envoie également ses disciples, cela incombe à nous.
And so what Jesus said to his disciples, being sent to them and sending them out, that's for us as well.
Nous sommes envoyés pour cette mission.
We are sent out for this mission.
Nous devons accomplir cette mission.
And we must carry out this mission.
Alors au quotidien. Au quotidien, tous les jours.
Okay, yeah, for every day we have a role in this.
Alors nous voyons que Jésus il parle de paix également.
Jesus speaks of the Father in
this text. Deux fois il reprend la paix.
La paix?
La paix.
Okay, he speaks of I'm sorry, peace.
Les gens ont besoin de la paix du cœur.
People need peace in their hearts.
Il a souhaité la paix à ses disciples d'abord.
He spoke peace to his disciples.
Parce qu'ils étaient dans une situation de trouble. Il a dit qu'ils s'étaient enfermés dans la maison à cause des Juifs.
Because they were in a very unpeaceful situation. They were closed up in a room for fear of the Jewish leaders.
Juste deux fois pour les rassurer, il leur a souhaité la paix.
And two times in this text, he assured them or spoke to them of peace.
La chose dont on a besoin le plus aujourd'hui dans ce monde, c'est vraiment cette paix.
The thing that we need most in this world is certainly peace.
Et cette paix ne peut venir d'ailleurs que de l'Église.
And this peace doesn't really come anywhere except through the ministry of the church.
Où on peut avoir cette véritable paix.
Where we can experience a true peace.
Quand la parole de Dieu nous dit d'aller aimer nos ennemis, il n'y a pas de paix plus que ça.
The gospel even tells us to go offer this peace to our enemies.
Voilà la mission qui est donnée vraiment à l'Église.
The mission that is given to the church.
Chers frères et sœurs.
But dear brothers and sisters.
Alors nous voyons que la notion de la mission, la mission incombe à l'Église.
Okay, and the church is charged with the mission of God.
Et à chaque disciple de Jésus.
And also is also each disciple of Jesus.
Et qui parle de mission, parle d'évangélisation. Qui parle de mission, parle d'évangélisation.
Okay, and so when we speak of mission, we speak also of evangelism.
Alors, dans le texte de Actes 1, 8, il dit d'être témoin. C'est témoin.
And in Acts 1, verse 8, he says to be my disciples.
Nous sommes appelés à témoigner.
We are called to witness.
Par la vérité.
By the truth, of the truth.
Par la parole de Dieu.
Of the word of God.
Par tout ce que Dieu nous demande de faire.
And of everything that God calls us to do.
Alors, la mission.
The mission.
Comme je l'ai dit, incombe à l'ensemble de l'Église.
Falls upon the
totality
of the church.
C'est le mandat de l'Église, confié à l'Église.
That is our charge, confided to the church.
Et l'Église doit prendre à bras le corps cette mission.
And so the church should take on the total of this totality of this mission.
Et cette mission, ça s'accomplit partout.
And this mission is to be accomplished everywhere.
Partout, à tout moment.
Everywhere, in each moment.
Et également, par tous les moyens et toutes les manières.
And by all the means that we have and always possible.
Comme l'apôtre Paul l'a dit.
As Paul, the apostle Paul said.
Il n'y a pas de bon moment pour annoncer l'évangile, ni de mauvais moment. Ça s'annonce à tout moment.
There's not a good moment to do the gospel, to share the gospel, nor a bad moment. It's every moment.
Et il n'y a pas de lieu spécifique pour annoncer l'évangile. Ça s'annonce partout.
There's no one specific place for sharing the gospel. It's announced everywhere.
Et nous, il faut tout engager dans cette mission. Notre corps, notre âme, nos biens, tout cela.
And we must involve all of ourselves in the mission of God. Our bodies, our souls, our spirits, our minds, all of us.
Et à chaque moment.
At every moment.
Et prenons l'exemple vraiment de l'apôtre Paul dans ce sens.
Let's take the example of the apostle Paul in this sense.
Qui a dit à l'église de Corinthe.
Who said to the Corinthian church.
Que malheur à lui s'il n'annonce pas l'évangile.
Woe to him if he does not share the gospel.
Pour lui, il le fait pas à cause d'un salaire, mais il le fait parce que c'est un devoir.
He doesn't do it for a salary, he does it simply as an obligation.
Et je dirais que chacun d'entre nous doit quand même dire cela. Malheur à nous si nous n'annonçons pas l'évangile.
And we should also be able to say that too. Woe to me if I do not somehow share the gospel.
Rien ne pourra changer ce monde, rien ne pourra transformer ce monde sans l'évangile.
Nothing will change or transform this world without or apart from the gospel.
J'ai l'habitude de dire que même si chaque homme avait derrière lui un gendarme, même le gendarme derrière lui un autre gendarme, cela ne peut faire changer quoi que ce soit dans ce monde.
Even if every person walking in the world had a policeman right behind him or her, and then there was a policeman behind that policeman, that wouldn't really change anything in the
world.
C'est
quand l'évangile touche le cœur que le changement vient. Totalement.
It's when the gospel really touches our heart that
nous
the
avons
world
tous
begins.
Expérimenté cela.
Pardon?
Nous avons tous expérimenté cela. Nous avons expérimenté cela.
Okay, and we have experienced that.
L'islam n'a pas pu me retirer mes idoles.
This morning he talked about how he had to get rid of his idols.
Mais quand j'ai entendu la parole de Dieu, j'ai vu que j'étais à nu. J'étais exposé.
Okay, because when I heard the word of God, I was sort of exposed.
Je me suis débarrassé de mes idoles.
And so he got rid of the idols.
Et quand nous évangélisons, nous gagnons tous.
And so when we give the gospel, we nous faisons quoi?
Nous gagnons tous.
Oh oui, when in giving the gospel, we gain everything.
Quand tu annonces par exemple l'évangile à un voleur, un grand voleur.
So like for example, if you share the gospel with a thief.
Et qu'il arrive à changer de vie.
And he changes his life.
Est-ce qu'il viendra encore détruire ta maison pour prendre quelque chose?
Is he going to come into the church to steal something?
Est-ce que tu n'as pas gagné?
Est-ce qu'il n'a pas quoi?
Est-ce que tu n'as pas gagné?
Have you not gained something thereby? Or won?
Parce que tu es épargné. Tu es épargné de son vol.
Okay, because he's spared from, and you too, from losing anything to theft.
Donc, l'évangélisation
evangelism
doit être en tout cas quelque chose que nous devons, pour lequel nous devons nous engager fortement.
That is something in which we should be engaged strongly.
Alors nous voyons Dieu à travers tout cela.
And we see God in the midst of all this.
Dans la mission.
Through this, in the mission.
Et comme je l'ai dit,
as I said to you,
nous devons être missionnaires à tous les niveaux.
We should be together missionaries at all sorts of levels.
Dans mon milieu professionnel,
in my professional
partout où je me trouve, à la maison,
or also in the house,
pour que Christ soit vraiment connu,
so that Christ is made known,
afin que les gens puissent changer de vie.
Afin que
les gens puissent changer de vie.
Okay, so that the people can sing of him, recognize him.
Chers frères et sœurs,
dear brothers and sisters,
avant donc de terminer,
before I bring this to a close,
je vous laisse le proverbe d'un.
I'll give you this proverb in my language, Dungo,
qui dit que
that says,
le manioc produit à cause de lui-même.
The manioc produces from within itself.
Si le manioc n'a pas cette tubercule,
quoi?
Le manioc n'a pas les tubercules.
Okay, if the manioc does not have roots,
il ne peut pas tenir.
It can't grow, it won't stay in place.
Alors, nous évangélisons à cause de nous-mêmes d'abord, je dirais.
We share the gospel because of what we have deeply in our hearts.
Parce que quand les cœurs sont changés, tout ce qu'il y a de mauvais va disparaître aussi, et nous allons vivre en paix.
Because when it really takes root in us, then all sorts of evil things will disappear, and we will live in peace.
Que Dieu nous accorde cette paix.
May God give us this peace.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
you've looked in your bulletins of kind of our update on Bible school last week. I don't know if any of the committee wants to share how the week went, but there's some great information there. I loved where it said lowest temperature Sunday, 65, highest temperature Thursday, 103. So this is your opportunity to share during our prayer and share time. Anyone wants to give a recap of Bible school or anything else? I will share that I had an activity where we were going to have a lot of candles burning. And when I got here Sunday night, I had set up my room in the basement. Well, I found out when I got here that that wasn't a good spot for it because the fire alarms could go off. So how am I in the matter of 30 minutes going to, you know, switch everything and move to another area? And a bunch of eighth graders showed up out of nowhere and carried things upstairs for me and had it done in 10 minutes. So I loved the help that I got this past week from eighth grade volunteers, too. So thank you all. Anyone like to share?
I see we're having a potluck next Sunday, so if my potluck crew come into the kitchen after Sunday school and we'll get set up for it. Thank you.
Next Sunday will be our last Sunday that Hallie will be with us, so we are wanting to have fellowship together around a meal to wish her well and celebrate the time that she's been here too.
Brianne.
I just wanted to give an update on my little man. He's doing a lot better, and he's been out of the hospital and seems to be kind of recouping. So just continue prayer for him, though, so we can continue to get healthier and stronger. And then also prayer for my family. My foster brother is going to be with us for a week. So just strength for my family, as he hasn't been with us for that long for a while. So and just kind of that the Lord's will be done for this in this week, and just conversations to come up, and also prayer for me as I go through some testing and hopefully find out some results. So I appreciate some prayer. Thank you.
And the name of your friend who was in the hospital again? What was it? Trevor. Any others? Again, I'll just say what a pleasure it was for me experiencing the second vacation Bible school and experiencing how that is organized and run so well, but is also so full of heart as well. Please join me then in prayer, a prayer that will close with the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. As our brother has shared, you are at work throughout the world. You are a welcoming, warm, receiving God, and also a God, ascending God, who has sent yourself into the world through Jesus. And we hear in the depths of our spirits your voice calling us, "Where are you?" Seeking that intimate fellowship, friendship, union with us. And we are here because we have heard that call. Continue, O God, to transform us, our lives, our hearts, our spirits, that indeed we may live as gospels in this world. May your healing, unifying, reconciling, liberating love continue to flow into us and through us as you open up new areas of our lives toward your renewing, cleansing grace. And this, O Lord, we pray especially on behalf of Trevor, asking that you continue his healing and recovery, and for Brianne and for all her family, too, as they gather again when they host the foster brother. Bless them that your love will flow freely through there, and bless Brianne as well with the medical tests that she has yet. And, O Lord, for the needs that we carry in our hearts, concerns, cares, as well as joys, receive them. May they be as incense on your altar, O Lord, pleasing to you and drawing us even closer to you. For we have experienced something of that gathering yet to come, of people of every tribe, tongue, and nation around your throne, in answer to the prayer for your kingdom that your Son, our Lord, taught us. When he prayed, and so do we, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This should be on. Is this on? Okay. We will conclude with this one more Burkina Bay custom. I'm asking Fabe to give us several blessings in Jula that are customary in his culture, and I will translate them for you. And to each one of them, you say Amina. That's Jula for Amen. Can you say that? Amina. Amina. Une bénédiction Jula.
Allah ka gbata aka iglesiye.
May God bless each one of you.
Allah ka marali ka toni iglesika.
May God's protection and guidance rest upon this church.
Amen.
May go in peace.